welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August the 15th, 2026. And I'm very, very grateful you chose to be with me. I have a wonderful question for you today. I want to just say something. You know, I am not a traditional person, as you probably gather. So my answers are never going to be something that maturate into logic and reasoning that you're looking for. So when you ask me questions, ask me anything you like, but please try to understand. I'm not going to probably answer it in a way that makes you feel like intellectually you have found my thoughts or you have found my beliefs or whatever. I speak really inwardly when I'm alone in a language and in a way that has nothing to do with thinking. So I'm learning more and more and more how to do this. It takes a diligent skill and practice to think without thinking. And that's really what it's all about. So I just want to explain myself a little bit to you because Carrie, who writes me often, has sent me an email. What do you believe in? I'm really interested. And then Carrie is a Christian. And what she's trying to do is merge what I am teaching here or trying to offer and blend it with her Christianity. And of course, that will not work. It will only add to confusion. Her attitude is this: what do you believe in? I find it hard to understand where I should be with you in my thoughts. Carrie, you shouldn't be anywhere with me in your thoughts. That's the wrong way to look at it. If you were to listen to an awakened soul, someone like Jesus or the Buddha, Lhasa, if you were to awaken to them, you would find that your thoughts would be useless. I don't believe in anything. I don't believe my thoughts. If I believe, then I would believe my thoughts. They would run rampant in me, and they would confine me to my intellectual prowess, which isn't very high, as you can probably tell. And so it just really wouldn't, it really wouldn't help. It wouldn't help anyone. So I don't do belief. I really don't. Perfect wisdom, as Tuang Tzu said, is unplanned. It's not something you try to understand with your intellect. If you try to understand any of this with your intellect, you will fail. I've had many, many, many Carrie students, well, attendees, come and listen to me at workshops and in discourses, public discourses I've done, and in even retreats, and they try to understand with their intellect, but they can't do it. So then they throw rotten tomatoes at me because they think I'm trying to pull the wool over their eyes. Or as one attendee used to say to me, you make me feel stupid. Well, I'm not responsible for how you feel, and I'm not trying to make you feel stupid. I am just teaching the way as much as I am aware of it, and that is all I can really do. How you react to that, how you make that whatever it is for you, that's up to you. That's you know, throw tomatoes at me and tell me that, you know, you think I'm crazy or full of bull because you don't understand it. Well, you know, who are you? So the whole idea is to understand, what am I, not who am I? Who are you? Well, you're not a who, you're a what, and that's the problem. Those are two different dimensions. When you are talking to someone, like a who. You have to intellectually talk to them. You have to talk to them in a means and in a way that describes what they can understand. It's simple. But the way, the true way, is so different from what we can understand, it makes no sense to our sensibilities. So naturally, you would become suspicious of what I'm teaching because you can't put it in a category or in your brain in some way to make it make sense to your intellectual prowess, your intellect, period. It's a very difficult thing for people to understand. And I don't know how else to teach it but the way I teach it. I have sat with awakened people, people who are not of this earth, as it were. They live in the body, but not as the body. And they all speak the same language. It is the language of silence. You won't understand me until you have achieved some sense of silence within you. You have that sacred place somewhere within you where there is a gap, a space between your intellect and your thoughts. You don't have that gap. And until you develop it, it's called the witness. It is where we watch and observe without bias, without prejudice. Your Christianity makes you prejudice. Your Christianity makes you think you understand things based on scriptures and things that others believe they understand about a book. It's so easy to get lost in a book called the Bible. It's so easy. There's so much drama and crazy in it. There is only one thing you can really take out of the Bible, in my humble opinion, and that is the Beatitudes. You take those out, that's all you need to know about the meaning and the significance of yourself as a spiritual being. But most people can't do that because they like the drama of the Bible, the drama of crucifixion. We actually, you know, look forward to it. Good Friday. Hell, that's really an interesting term. It's not that you're stupid. It's that you're hung up in your ego. And your ego prides itself on what it can understand, how it can take actually something very sacred and just turn it into rubbish really fast with making sense out of it. Sit with what you don't understand, Carrie. Just sit with it. Just let it sit there. Let it maturate. Listen to the voices that say, I don't get it. This is stupid. I don't think he's right. Blah, 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 blah. Just listen to those voices and observe them. Where do they come from? Why are they there? What are they defending? What are they telling you to believe in? I don't believe in anything. I don't believe in anything. People, objects, things, concepts, beliefs. I must be aware of the higher laws and principles of this lifetime. And those are not revealed through belief. They're revealed through silence, the gap, spaces. You have to live in a certain quietude in your life. And if you can listen and listen through quietude, you will find the significance of your life. You will find the meaning of everything I'm teaching here. You'll understand what your mind cannot think. And that will be a huge, huge benefit to you as you go down into this living. You will start to understand the abstract and not get caught up in the concrete of what you believe is being said. It comes from an old joke, and I won't tell you. Anyway, thank you for asking the question, Carrie. I hope I didn't confuse you, and may this serve you well. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back on the air mañana. I hope you will join me. Please forgive me.